You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
The White House race is closer than ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what new Fox News power rankings just out show, giving former President Trump a slight edge over Vice President Harris, who's gained ground since President Biden left the race, projecting 251 Trump electoral votes compared to 241 for Harris. The rest are considered toss-ups. The winner needs 270.
I don't know how she debates. I hear she's sort of a nasty person, but not a good good debater.
Former President Trump tells Fox and Friends,
"We'll see, because we'll be debating her, I guess, in the pretty near future. It's going to be announced fairly soon."
The former president also says he is thrilled that Vice President Harris chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
If you look at his record with no walls, no security, let everybody in, he's worse than they are. You know, nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her.
Claiming if the Democrats are elected, the economy could plunge into a depression. Now, polls show the economy is the top issue for most voters in Wisconsin and Michigan, where Vice President Harris and her running mate will hold rallies today.
Tim and I have a message for Trump and others who want to turn back the clock on our fundamental freedoms. We're not going back.
That was in Philadelphia, where Tim Walz said,
"Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us."
Saying the former president sows chaos and division, and that he and his running mate J.D. Vance are creepy and weird. In Missouri,
progressives should actually make progress.
Wesley Bell defeated Congresswoman Cori Bush in a Democratic primary backed by pro-Israeli groups who spent millions to help oust Bush, who's been pro-Palestinian in the war in Gaza. Tropical Storm Debbie still offshore, raining down, causing flooding and forecast to move back over the Carolinas.
There's curfews. A lot of the businesses are closed. If there's schools that were reopening this week, a lot of those have been staggered. A National Guard is standing by.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Wilmington, North Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-887-1010. 800-887-1010.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Yeah, just you can turn that on and put it back on if you want to. We got computers blowing up left and right in here. I don't know if you call it blowing up, but it sure ain't working too good. But I've done all my prep anyway. It's just good to keep up, and I do have a telephone. Anyway, welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Got a lot of stuff to cover. Going to cover some of the stuff for the presidential race. Just because I've been gone a few days, and yesterday we ended up covering everything dealing with insurance at an insurance conference that the insurance commission and put on every year. I do have some comments about that because everybody's talking about what we're going to do. But my question is, and I've told y'all right now, I'm to the point with Louisiana, please don't tell me about it. Show me. Don't tell me about it, baby. Show me what's being done, and then we can talk about it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just concerned, and even more concerns after listening to everybody yesterday. Not saying they ain't got big dreams and big hopes, but as long as you got people like Senator Gary Miller, you got problems. You got people like that sitting on committees that they ought to not even be sitting on committees. They ought not even be on the committee, heading up a committee. You're just not going to change anything with people like Mr. Senator Miller sitting on a committee. It's not. The guy has no desire to change anything. He gets a lot of his money from the trial lawyers. Brought that up to the governor yesterday. But I'll get to that later as the program unfolds because I do want to talk about it. I want to get to some of that as the day goes on. All righty. Interesting. So, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it with you, but Governor Tim Walz, who's a far-left nutbag, I saw a Cori Bush, now one of the fraud squad members, she was beaten back. Now, she's gone. Two of the three or four fraud squad members in Congress have been beat. The people threw them out. And the thing about it is, the Harris-Walz ticket, if that's what it's going to be, is Marxism, socialism, and communism out in front, in your face, telling you they're going to bring you down by why they're talking about the middle class and jobs and good-paying jobs and health care. These people are radical, man. This is what Barack Obama meant by fundamentally changing America, and they've done it through the help with universities especially. These universities that y'all keep jumping up and down, sending all this money to, they keep teaching these kids about how socialism, Marxism, and communism is a good thing, and the United States of America is a bad thing. So when I saw the combination, I'm going, wow, we got a decision to make. See, folks, I think we're in trouble. I think we're in trouble as a state, but I think we're in trouble as a nation. Nobody wants to listen. Everybody just keeps on doing their left. Ah, it gets negative. Griffon, negative. No, I'm honest. There's a big difference between negative and honest. And by the way, when I think of negative, I think of people, how they react with their own life. You ever heard me complaining about my life? You ever heard me complain about anything in my life? No, you don't. Let me tell you, that's kind of fibbing a little bit. I have complained about my health insurance. But that was Obamacare. You know, I had to pay for everybody else's. And so they want me on a system like everybody else. So I just, but that's about it. And other than that, I mean, I know negative people when I see them, and God knows, people that know me know that's the furthest thing from the truth as far as me being negative. But I am honest about what's going on. And my assessment of the world and the state is coming from a different set of eyes than most people. I'm not looking at what I can get. I don't look at what I can get from the state. I'm not looking at what I can get from the federal money. I want to get the hell out the way. And a lot of people feel like me. Just get out of my way and let me go live. And if I fall on my butt, here's America. If we keep it free, I get to get up again and try. I have fallen on my butt. I have fallen on my rear end almost everything I tried early in my life. I'm telling you I have. And I can fall on my rear end again. Here's the difference in America. A person who can believe in Jesus Christ can get back up and go again. He can. That person can go again. We're free to go again. But let me tell you something. People in these foreign countries that live under socialism, Marxism, and communism, they don't have that opportunity. They don't have the first opportunity. Because they're all told how to think and what to believe. In America, we were never told what to think and what to believe, like we're being told now. And we're being told from the same people, the Obama regime, the Biden, the Harris, all these same people going to tell you how to think, what you need to think, what you need to believe. And if you don't believe enough, you're radical. No, they're the radical ones. There's never been a ticket. Well, let me back up. This ticket's really radical. I mean, it's radical left nuts. It's every country you can go watch with people like this that ran their countries into the ground and ruined the lives of the people, those citizens in those countries. And that's what they're doing here. They do it. They constantly do it, and they talk about prosperity, and you going out there and making a job, and you working, and all that stuff. Well, guess what? If you're printing money, and inflation's way outpacing the middle-class job you're getting, you're going to always be behind, and that's what happens in these other countries, as inflation has rocked their economy, rocked their dollars, and they can't live. That's why, yeah, a lot of people want to come over here. We got people over here now that don't belong here unless they come legally. That's it. Everything they're doing, folks, is, I'm telling you, I can label them all. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-God. It's anti-family. It's anti-America. It's anti-freedom. And that's what the Harris Waltz tickets are about. This is a goofball nutbag. Dan Bongino called him Tampon Tim. Why are they calling him that? That's kind of gross. No, no, no. This is the guy that put tampons or wanted to put tampons in the boys' dressing room, in the boys' locker room, in the boys' bathroom. I love the nickname Bongino laid on him. This guy's a walking nightmare. So is Kamala Harris, but so is Biden, so is Obama. These people hate this country, and I can prove it because everything they're doing is anti-America. They're talking about freedom. There's no freedom. Folks, if a government, and this is what we're setting up, if a government is going to tell you what to think and what's the truth and what ain't, you're dead meat. And the media, the fake media that Trump has pounded, these people in the media hate this country. They wouldn't be doing it. They would be calling the Constitution down on the left. You know, it's incredible. Here's what's worse. You got idiots. I don't know if I like a better word. Idiots believe in them. If James Carville wouldn't have out and out idiot, a stupidity burger that y'all like to laugh at, think, oh, good Louisiana guy. He's a fool's fool. He's for the Kamala Harris ticket. Got educated people. They're for the Kamala Harris ticket. This Waltz guy's a nutbag. She has got no sense. So they're controlled by people. Obama and the rest of the money people. I mean, folks, if you can't see, they're out in the open. It is the most anti-American. The Green New Deal, say whatever you want about it, I'm so right, is the most anti-American thing we're doing in this country right now. It's an outright lie. You know, yesterday I got a chance to talk to that hurricane guy, I forget his name, Josh, I forget his last name. Anyway, he goes in these hurricanes. He was in Beryl, he was in Debbie. Said they wasn't a big deal. He told me off there, I said, it wasn't a big deal. I ain't nothing any worse than it was. I've been doing this 20 years. He said, the hurricanes are not worse. He said, I don't like, he told me privately, I don't do politics. I'm not trying to throw him into politics, but you know, worst night ever. According to, but it's played up. It's played up to no end. Once they get a storm, you notice how happy the meteorologists and the left gets when they get a storm. Folks, all this, and these, we won't have any more greener people than Harris and Walz. Folks, if the American people that vote for Democrats don't wake up and realize this is not the JFK Democrat Party, it's not even close, folks. It's this party that you vote for, it's why I call it the party of hate and the party of filth, because it is what it is. And you just used to voting Democrat. I can't vote for Trump. I don't like him. You better get over it. Because Trump's going to have problems if he wins, too. I'm going to get to that later, too. I'm just telling y'all. Which you know. That's true. You can take that attitude. I know communists and socialism and Marxism and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, all that stuff is part of the movement to destroy America. I wish Black Lives Matter was about black people, but it's not. It's a Marxist organization. The people that started said, we're a Marxist organization. We got our training in Marxism. Folks, Marxism, socialism, communism is where government gets big, very few people own everything, and they use and abuse their people. Why would somebody want to vote for somebody who's going to lock them up and jail them if they got an opinion outside of what the government tells you? And that's the Democrat Party. That's who's running the country. You cannot believe another way. This Walz guy wants to put a ladder on the other side. He said, get a ladder company and get all the illegals over here. He can't. That's not somebody loving America. If you want the borders to be open, you don't love America. You don't love America with an open border. You hate America. And that's what Biden and Obama and Kamala Harris and this Walz fellas are really a cuckoo nut. These people are nuts. This is not mainstream. They're sick. They're spiritually dead, but they hate you and me. They hate Jesus more than anybody. Let me take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you love America, you would make dang sure these two people never got in office. You would make them. You would do everything you could to beat these people. That's how evil this ticket is. It's evil. Call it what it is. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Hey folks, this is
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, the Mungrafon Show. Your calls are welcome. 844-766-6607 is the number. You can always email me, moon@mungrafon.com. I was disturbed when Barack Obama came on the scenes. Nothing to do with race, size, nothing. All to do with policies and what they believed in. Biden came along, and I know Trump got cheated. I feel like he got cheated because they changed all the rules, and that's how they cheated him. But anyway, so now we got two really, really bad candidates in Harris and Walz who don't love this country. They go around and do pep rallies, and they bus everybody in. It looks like they got a lot of people supporting them. If y'all want to support people like that, your kids and your grandkids deserve everything they're going to get. The problem is my kids and my grandkids don't deserve everything you're going to give ours. These people hate this country. Folks, if you're going to open the borders and let anybody come in here with the drugs, the terrorists, the rapists. I'm not saying all these people like that. But you're just letting them in, and we're seeing story after story, the crime and things that are going on. You don't like this country. All the money they're printing, folks, that's going to house and feed and clothe and stuff like that, illegals, is absolutely pathetic. Running up debt and money we don't have. We're broke. We're broke as a country. Giving them health care. We got problems with health care coming out the wazoo. Having to go put them in schools. Put them in schools and schools that the public education's got to take them because the federal government says they do. This what they've done at the border is absolutely anti-America. You can't get any more anti-America. The debt they're running up because of this and the Green New Deal is absolutely ludicrous, but we're doing it. By the way, I didn't want to forget this. Guess who endorsed the ticket because they really love the VP? Oh, I got to show this. You people that liked old Bel Air, he was a good governor. Bel Air was as radical as what you're seeing. Remember, it was Bel Edwards along with the water boy. Okay? Not the water boy. When the water boy. It was the Walmart greeter that wanted to get a 10-year-olds to cut their penises off. Oh, yeah. Bel Edwards. So Bel Edwards tweets out or X out or whatever the heck it was. Edwards says, improving education. At DemGovs on the front lines, improving education, fighting for working families, taking bold steps to increase across health care for those that need it. I was proud to serve with Governor Tim Walz. He worked to build big tent party and would be the VP for all Americans. Really? This guy wants sexual operations on kids. He wants the border wide open. This is Bill's boy. Try to tell y'all what Bill Edwards was. He's pro-life. He wasn't pro-life. Ask him if a woman should have a right to choose, and you'll find the real Bill. This is Bill Edwards' guy. Bill Edwards thinks this is a great pick. This guy is as radical and as crazy as anybody that's around. That's Bill's boy. Bill Edwards. That a boy, Bill. Y'all worried about Bill Edwards coming back and run for the Senate? I hope he does. By the way, Psycho Bill looks very good compared to Bell Boy. Psycho Bill would look very good compared to Bell Edwards. And boy, you know, it's hard for me to say something like that. Dude, this guy, look at his record, folks. I mean, the record and what you say and what you do ought to make a difference. The American people cannot be hoodwinked to think this is some kind of average guy. He's not an average guy. There's all kind of stories out there about him. They've earned health care. They've earned our dollar. They have no intention of your families being doing great things. They need your family to get in line. See, folks, we got so many people tied to government, they can't get off government. Think about it. Education, higher ed, tied to federal government. K through 12, tied to the federal government. Roads, tied to the federal government. Municipalities, states, tied to the federal government. Healthcare, tied to the federal government. Hospitals, tied to the federal government. That's why we're not changing anything. Everybody knows where their money's coming from. We saw that with COVID. Hospitals had to shut their mouths and take it. This is what these people are going to be. They want the government to own it all, control the meteorologists. They want to control it all. They want to control your life. That's not freedom. And it just blows my mind when I hear somebody say they can't vote for Trump because they don't like him. Well, go vote. You're going to vote to ruin your kids and your grandkids' future? That really makes a lot of sense to me. We'll be right back. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can build your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave...
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Kamala Harris picked the old white dude. I wonder why she picked the old white dude. Anyway, hi, y'all. Welcome back. 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction. I just wish people would concentrate in this election and actually read and find out what these people say and what they vote for and what they stand up for. Tell me when you got that in there. This was a little deal they put out real quick on Waltz. By the way, these people are so into the Green Deal. They were bad on COVID. They were really bad on COVID, locking people down. What they're doing, this combination is so dangerous to be in charge of the United States of America. I bet China and Russia and these countries, they got to be laughing at us. They got to be saying, wow, ain't it great to know that within America they beating up themselves now? Ain't it great to know that Americans are divided? We can't even get it right. And we got a media that doesn't want to get it right. They got the agenda they're pushing. I told you, when you lose the media, look at every country that ever failed. When you lose the media and the media starts calling balls and strikes for one team more than better way more than the other team, and, you know, they start cheating for one team, you lose your country. That's the problem. Nobody thinks we can lose our country. You know? I'm just telling you. It's bad. Anyway, here's a quick one on Walsh real quick from the people that live in Minnesota. Listen to this.
I won't forget when you illegally banned physicians from prescribing medications for early treatment, fracturing the doctor-patient relationship.
I will never forget being forced out of my job at the VA of 20 years because of the vaccine mandates.
I won't forget when you decided which businesses were essential and which ones weren't.
You shut down stores, malls, zoos, everything, and we couldn't even go outside.
I'll remember when you sent COVID-positive patients back to the nursing homes, and you chose not to send them to the Bethesda COVID hospital. People died alone.
I won't forget to vote in November.
I will never forget how you closed our churches but left the liquor stores open.
I will remember how you promised us data on masks, and you never showed the data.
My child can't wear a mask, and I had to pull him from school.
And I remember how you divided us.
People rioted and burnt our cities, and we were not allowed to gather with our families.
I will remember in November.
We won't forget in November.
I will never forget how you abandoned the most vulnerable Minnesotans by shutting down day programs for disabled adults.
I remember when you blamed Minnesotans when your mitigation strategies failed.
I will remember in November.
You put a limit on people who could come over to your house for Thanksgiving.
I will never wear a mask again.
I will never forget what you did to me and my friends.
I will never wear a mask again.
Governor Wall, we are not your one Minnesota. We are real Minnesotans who are worried about our future. And we will remember in November.
That is, that, and that's just part. That's just part of what this guy's doing. But Kamala Harris is right there with him. You know, I read an article about how bad Minnesota's doing economy-wise and everything else. But one of the things that that he's big for, and Bill Edwards was big for, that's why Bill liked him, was trans surgery for kids, folks. Trans surgery for kids. We're talking about children. Children. You know, it's so sick what these people are standing for. They're so anti-America and freedom. The crime rate in Minnesota. You know, it's phenomenal. They got bad people. Folks, when are we going to realize they got evil people in high places? You know, when are we going to realize that some of these people are bad? You know, Walsh, you realize Walsh set up a hotline encouraging neighbors to snitch on each other? Hotline set up by Walsh administration to monitor compliance with 2020 stay-at-home order. Thousands of reports generated by Minnesotans who snitched on their neighbors for things like playing basketball in a park or walking the dog or throwing small parties. Tried to shut down all the worships and churches. So did Bill Edwards. I'm telling you, that's why Bill liked. Bill got a big kindred to this guy. That's why Bill jumped out and said how great a guy he is. They believe in the same things. They believe that a 10-year-old that wants his penis cut off can do it. Bill did. That's what Bill Edwards believed. And before you get mad at me, don't get mad at me. That's what the man did. Walsh infused left-wing obsessions into education, including transgenderism. He put tampons. Walker, you went to school when all this was happening. He put tampons in boys' school bathrooms, and signed legislation to make Minnesota a sanctuary city for transgender surgery for children like California. Parents could lose custody of kids if they object. Folks, if you don't think this is radical, what the hell is it? But that, this is a bad ticket. It's a bad ticket if you want America to grow up. It's a bad ticket if you want America to be great. It's a bad ticket if you want your kids and grandchildren to do better than you did. It's a bad ticket for America. If you want America to be fundamentally transformed like Barack Obama, this is your ticket. If you want kids to get operations under 18, this sexual operation, this is your ticket. If you want that border to stay open and everybody come on in America, we're going to take care of everybody and keep running up national debt to us, $100 trillion, this is your ticket. If you really believe that global warming's burning the planet up, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, this is your ticket. If you want your free speech and your gun rights to be taken away, this is your ticket. If you want inflation to get worse than it's been, this is your ticket. If you love what Biden Harris has done, you cannot wait to see what Harris and Walz can do. This is your ticket. This is your ticket. This is who you need to vote for. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is the one you want to vote for. If you hate America, this is your ticket. I'm just telling you. If you're for Hollywood and the media getting their way, this is your ticket. If you hate the Jews and Israel, this is your ticket. You know, this is it. This is the ticket. This is the ticket. You want America fundamentally transformed like Barack Obama? This is your ticket. But remember this. Your kids and grandkids will never have the life and freedom we had. Let's go to Rocco and BR, Baton Rouge. Rocco, what's up?
Hey, Moon, good talking to you again. I've called your show several times over the last year since you've been in the marketing in Baton Rouge. I really enjoy it. You know, we can't let what has been burden us by what we can become. I mean, this lady has used that line a gazillion times, and it's so funny that all of a sudden she became blacker than black the minute she is given the nomination. And the sad thing, and to touch on what you were just talking about, Moon, is we're at a state in this country where, you know, we can't even get qualified good people with senses to run for office because nobody wants to do it because you're vilified for everything you do. And that's on both sides of the aisle in some cases, you know. But, you know, it's sad that this is the best two candidates that we even have an opportunity to even vote for. And nothing against Trump. I mean, I voted for Trump the last time. But obviously, if you're going to pick or choose somebody who's going to be your next president, why in the world would you pick this lady? You already got a guy who has served that president and has done a tremendous job. And, you know, it's just unbelievable that that's where we are in the politics in the United States of America.
I'm going to put you on hold. I want to come back and answer that, but I got to take a break. I'm going to put you on hold because I can talk a little bit about the Trump faction because there's a lot of people still believe Trump is not that type of Republican. And I think that has a lot to do with President Trump. People don't want to vote for Republican or Democrat. At least on our side, we don't. And we think Trump's still not that Republican. Well, hold up. Hold your thought. I'm going to come back. I'll give you a few more minutes. We got to take a break. You're listening to Moon Graffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best
Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Are you looking for...
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Rocco, are you still with me?
I am, Moon.
Okay. I want you to listen to both scenarios and get your comment on it. Okay. Number one, on President Trump. People still don't believe, first of all, they like what President Trump did. A lot of us know that President Trump, now look, I know he says things and does things. People get mad. I get it. But, he did a lot of good for this country, a lot of good. And we also know that everything they did to him, 99.9% was framed lies from hell. Russia collusion, all that craziness. And we watched that. And they've been running all this stuff in the ground and impeachment and all these fake court dealings. And we all know it's bull. So people go, you know what? I'm voting for him again if he gets back in. And here's another thing. Trump went through the process. Let me make a comparison. Trump ran. There was another 7, 8, 9 candidates. He beat the hell out of them. He beat the hell out of them in the process. So all these people that were looked at as the Republicans, most people thought, you know, it's the same old. And they'd rather stick with President Trump because he got the guts to fight. Now, that's my opinion. Let's go to Kamala Harris. She ran for the nomination against Joe Biden. She called Biden a racist 4 years ago. She quit before the first vote was taken. Nobody liked this woman. They knew she was a nutbag, okay? So she didn't do nothing, but she was appointed as the VP, and then you know what happened 4 years ago. So now she didn't go through the process again because they didn't want her. She was given, if this all breaks out like they're saying it is, she was given the nomination without ever having to go through the process because these Democrats that would have ran against her would have took her down. She didn't even go through the process again, and she might end up being the nominee with a nutbag vice president. So she didn't have to do anything because she's on the left. They play by no rules. They win at all costs. They'll take you down, take you out. They do not care. That's how Kamala Harris is sitting where she is. And you got people foolish enough, and I think there's way more to come between now and election that can put her in. Way more to come. Made up, lied, war, whatever's coming, because something else is coming. So Kamala Harris, once again, because she's so to the left, she's un-American, really, when what she believes. And what she, I'm not saying she's not American, but she's un-American, what she believes and what she want to do to this country. She walks in free pass. Nobody beat up on her from the left. Go ahead.
So here's my take on Trump, okay? I voted for him the last election, and I agree wholeheartedly with everything you just said because it's factual and it's the truth, okay? The problem I had with Trump when he was running for the nomination again is when our basic fundamental government is on the brink of collapse, he had an opportunity where he could have stepped in and put an end to it, okay? And that, for me, is a tough pill to swallow. And you can say whatever you want, your opinion.
No, how was he supposed to do that? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, okay, so, you know, I mean, when it all started happening, you know, he could have been the voice of reason and come out and done more than wait a several hours into it to put an end to it. He could have drove down there himself with the Secret Service and got out and said, hey, let's stop this. This is not the direction we need to go in. That's the problem I have with him. Now that he is our nominee, you darn well can bank on it. I'm going to vote for him.
No, I know that, but why are you focusing? Why he's focusing so much on January 6th? I'm asking. That's what you brought up though. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not. I was focused on that up until the point where they tried to assassinate this guy, and I still think there's some Democratic operatives and people behind the scenes that were involved. I'm a conspiracy theorist in general when that happens.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay,
I get
now,
it.
You can take that anywhere.
I understand that. So, because deep down I'm going, I called they're going to try to take him out, and I don't think they finish. I think they do anything they can to make sure Donald Trump doesn't win. That's the left, the Democrat Party, the media, and world leaders like from China, Russia, whatever. They don't want Trump in it. Green New Party people, they don't want Trump in there. They want to keep with this hoax on the sham on the Green New Deal. So I'm with you on everything. We don't really disagree. My fear with Trump is they beat Trump? And that's my fear. Can they beat him?
Well, let me say this about him and the business aspect of running the government as such. Okay. They're still blaming this guy 4 years after for the policies that they created, the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Okay. How are you going to blame a guy 4 years into your administration? It's like college football. If you're a coach by the fourth year and you're new, you know, you should have your stuff together. And they can't get it together. Now, let's talk about Harris. Absolutely right on her. Everything that you said. Okay. And the problem is, in the absence of true leadership, people will listen to anybody that steps up at a microphone. And she's just a mouthpiece. That's all she is. That's all she'll ever be. What happened to the days of Tip O'Neill and the greatest president of my generation, Ronald Reagan, crossing the aisles and making policy? Disagreeing, Moon, but making policy. You know, I was fortunate enough when I was a student at LSU. I worked for Samuel B. Nunes, the president of the Senate. And there wasn't a whole lot of Republicans in the legislature at that time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But there were some. You had Tepe and you had, Ken Hollis and some of these other guys. But you know what they did, Moon? They crossed the aisle and they made policy and they made it work. These guys on the national level, on the local level, and on the city level, they hate each other so much that they're missing the big picture. Which is, we voted you in office.
Well, remember this, though.
And create good policy.
Remember this, though. Obama said it, and I believed him when he told John McCain, you lost, losing has consequences. The problem we got is when we win, we had a chance to change Obamacare out. We had a chance to do some things, but Republicans started bailing out because they were going after Trump so bad. The wusses bailed out. They could have done a lot of stuff. And we lost the Senate and the House after 2 years. And the wuss Republicans left. That's why people love Trump. They don't consider him a wuss. Some of these Republicans, I should be blunt, dude, they wusses. They have no backbone and no guts to change anything. And that's why I was trying to make the appeal to you. I don't really have to do this to you. Me and you probably don't think much differently. But that's why I was telling you that when people look at Trump, they don't see a Republican. They don't see a weak George Bush. They don't see that. They don't see weak Republicans that don't want to fight. And I think that's why it's appealed. Because remember, he made it through the process. Kamala Harris has never gone through the process. That would have been, she wouldn't have, if they would have had a primary with Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris would not be sitting here with maybe an opportunity to be president of the United States. That's how bad this woman is. And then if the Republicans talk bad about it, they're going to say, well, that's just Republicans. They're making stuff up. But if the Democrats had said it, guess what? they had a good deal. So look, Democrats are better campaigners than Republicans, and they don't, because they don't mind cheating, stealing, lying, or doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, they load buses. They
money goes on the streets.
You know, people on the scrolls. Yep. Yeah, sure. But let me leave you with this, Moon. You know, and, you know, I was thinking about this a little bit, and when we got on the subject of Trump and possibly being able to avert all that controversy and everything, that the insurrection and everything that went on. I'm going to tell you the game changer truly for me was when I heard the story about when he met with the Taliban leader, which I'm sure you've heard. And if you haven't, I could tell it to you real quick.
You got to move on. I don't have the time. Yeah. We're getting ready to get off.
They were U.S. representatives. They were both black, and they told a story where Trump went to go meet the Taliban leader before they were moving the troops out of Afghanistan. And he went to him, and he said, he had an interpreter, and he said, look, I want a peaceful withdrawal, and you're going to have to guarantee me that. And he took out a picture of the guy's house out of his pocket, and he handed it to the interpreter and said, give it to him. And he said, if you hurt any Americans or you do anything to make this non-peaceful, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And that's a true story.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you, but I'd have to verify that, and I can't do that sitting there. Look, Rocco, got to go.
Verify it before you use it.
No, I'm not going to use it because I don't know if I can verify, but thanks for the call.
Verify it before you use it.
Yeah, but when we get back, I tell you, if Trump wins, the problems he's going to have, they'll be major, too. We'll take a break. Be right back.
I'm a guy.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
They're campaigning in the same places today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When President Trump was president, we did not grant mass amnesty, which allowed illegal aliens to come into our communities to harm our people and then to stay here after the fact.
Trump running mate J.D. Vance in Detroit, where Vice President Harris will rally later with her new running mate Tim Walz, Minnesota's governor. He calls them radical left. And Vance says 4 years ago,
as he was promoting rioters and looters burning down the city of Minneapolis, Kamala Harris was helping to bail the rioters and looters out of jail.
Later today, Vance will campaign in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where the Democratic ticket will also hold a rally.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
That was Vice President Harris in Philadelphia, where her running mate Tim Walz said this about the Republican ticket.
These guys are creepy, and yes, just weird as hell.
New Fox News power rankings just out this morning show the race closer than ever, projecting 251 Trump electoral votes, 241 for Harris.
The states of Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are rated as toss-ups, while Michigan leans Democrat, with Georgia and North Carolina leaning Republican.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz takes 270 of those votes to win. Tropical Storm Debbie just offshore, still soaking the Carolinas, so more flooding's forecast as it's said to be ready to turn back and hit land again and move up the East Coast.
In South Georgia, they're waiting for streets and neighborhoods to dry out. Chanel Mills lives in Savannah.
This is something I thought I'd never see in my life, because you normally see it on pictures. Very thankful, and I thank the Lord that it did not get into the house.
More than a foot of rain fell in Savannah in fewer than 24 hours, creating risks for secondary inland flooding as creeks and streams begin to swell.
That's Fox's Eben Brown. On Wall Street, a rebound continues from Monday's big sell-off, the Dow 429 points. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. All you got to do is give us a call. Go to email me, moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. By the way, Breitbart Business Digest says no emergency rate cuts coming. They told us 6 this year. Now they're saying none. Then maybe one right before the election to make it look like something's happening. Bernie Sanders loves waltz. What does that tell you? all right, let me get off this. Because I don't want people to get mad at me. Some of y'all are gonna get mad at me. I get it. Because I told you I look at things with a different set of eyes. I didn't say. By the way, I never said a better set. I never said more wisdom. I say no, just different. You ain't got to believe anything I tell you. I get it. I get it. But let me give you two scenarios. Number one is, and I've said this before, and I made the prediction, I thought they would try to wipe Trump out. I watched it happen once, but I don't think that's it. So... I'm just telling from my perspective that, you know, I'm voting for President Trump. I have no problem with that. I want Trump to be the president again. I don't want Trump to be the president, go get everybody and get back at people. I want Trump to be the president to make America great again. That's what I want him to do. So, but I think he has problems getting over the top because the world leaders are against him. The Green New Deal people, which are a lot of the world leaders, are against him. The Democrats hate him. The media hates him. They've muddied the water for people that would probably like Trump and like what he stands for America. So I think getting over the top is tough. What I'm telling you, I hope I'm wrong 100% on everything I'm getting ready to tell you. I want to be wrong. You don't understand. I want to be wrong on this. I want to be so wrong, but that's the president, and I've met him. He's been on the program. I'm voting for him. But I just know there's a lot of evil out there. There's so much evil on the left in the world. They cannot afford for Donald Trump to be president. We can't afford for him not to be president. I mean, that's just a fact. We can't afford for him not to be president. But they're going to do everything they can, folks. When I say everything, I mean anything and everything and anything they need to create. The Hollywood, the left would create a scenario. And they'll convince the American people that only Kamala Harris and Walz can save us. And they're gonna try to hurt this man. Any way they can hurt the man, they're gonna hurt us. Y'all don't believe these people are evil. You thought, I mean, it's just politics, not just politics anymore. It used to be just politics. It's not anymore. You got a lot of people on the world stage. You think Russia, why would Russia want Trump to be there? If Trump's not there, we continue to push green garbage, hoax, scam, craziness. And Russia's sitting there with oil and gas and just going to make a killing. Why should China? China don't want him there. China's making all the money on this Green New Deal, from lithium batteries to windmills to solar panels. Man, they making all this free government money. Why should they care? They don't want Trump in there. There's so many powers to be like that that will put money and do anything they can to the extreme to make sure Trump is not president. You got to remember, if you can't, and this is what I mean by different eyes, I think what's going on is so evil. Most people don't. It's just politics, Moon. Listen to James Carville. He's an idiot. He thinks this is all just politics. But that's Carville. He looks at a different set of eyes, too, from eyes of a big idiot. Now, he made his money. He ain't worried about nobody else. He got enough money for him and his kids' kids. He's not worried about nobody else. He just thinks it's politics, and it's not anymore. It's a dangerous, evil time in America. We could lose everything we've ever stood for. Every person that made this country great, every person that died or was shot, maimed, or came back paralyzed, is a waste of time if we give away the freedom country that we're supposed to be. That's the eyes I'm looking out. And what I see is so much evil, it's not even, it's sad. Now, let's say I'm wrong, and I hope I am. And let's say we get a second round with President Trump, and I hope we do. Pray we do. What does it mean? Well, there's definitely some things President Trump's going to be able to do, no doubt about it. But here's his problem. He got a problem. We spent this money into oblivion. We signed deals with the enemy. We $35 trillion in debt. Probably going to go to 50 before you know. You hit a hard recession. Or you got to start cutting the budget like should have been cut 10 years ago. And what happens is America gets mad at Trump. You know, everybody is waiting for a dollar from the federal government. Universities, K-12. People that want to fix roads, municipalities, state governments, retirement systems. They're going to also get mad at Trump, blaming Trump for something that's been caused by the left and some leftist Republicans for the last 30, 40 years. He'll be blamed for all of it. They know it. It's set up to fail. When I talk to you folks about fundamentals and money and finances, there's no fundamental in money and finances anymore at the national and state and local levels. There's none. Print it and spin it. Print it and spin it. But what about all these prices that are skyrocketing? It's because of all the money we're printing. And everybody, they've learned all these grants. We got grant writers in our states. Every state has them. And guys make a killing, grant writers at universities, to get millions here and millions there. Pretty soon it's billions, then it's trillions. And nobody wants to talk about this. And all of a sudden, you can't write a grant, you can't get any money. As my friend always said, when the checks quit coming, then everybody's going to wake up. Who are they going to blame in a year or two? Blame Donald Trump. You got everybody mad at Donald Trump in here. Let me tell you what else they're going to do. You remember the chaos the Democrats laid on Trump? They've been landing on Trump for 9 years, but the 4 years he was president, the made-up lies about Russian collusion, and all these lies, and impeached him twice. Bill Cassidy's Psycho Bill was one of the impeachers. Okay? You ain't seen nothing yet. Then here comes Black Lives Matters and COVID. Let me tell you something. There's a plan for illegals to start moving back. There's also a plan when they start that for illegals to ride like hell. There's too many of them. Black Lives Matters will crank up again, thinking it's a black thing, but it ain't a black thing. It's a Marxist thing. Here comes Antifa. Here come the Green New Deal when he cuts out the hoax. Here they come. Protesting, riding in the streets. You know who's going to get blamed for all that? Not the people that are doing it. Donald Trump. I'm just giving you something, folks, that I'm seeing from a distance. They either going to take Trump out before or they're going to take him out after. But that goes to take him out. I think Dan Bongino has been doing an excellent job with the Secret Service. Bongino's been, I mean, he knows all about that stuff. That's either you're going to give them what they want or they're going to make it happen. And this is why you got community organizers like Barack Obama that hate this country, hate God, Jesus, and this country. You can get mad at me for saying it, but I'm being real honest. They do, because I'm watching what they're doing. Why would you want to fundamentally transform a nation from a free country to a non-free country? So either way, if they can't get Trump out the way before, get him out after. And the sad thing about it is there are people out there who will vote for Trump that had voted for him last time going to go, I don't like him no more. I don't like him no more. Well, I don't like Trump. Trump started me. If Trump wasn't there, nothing to do with that. They're using Trump to get to you and me. They're using Trump to get to you and me. You want a country where the leftists control every thought process you have? They don't want you to have a Second Amendment right. Hell, they don't want the First Amendment right either. When you go past that, you've gone too far. We got a lot of Americans. Man, they get warped real quick when they start reading stuff and seeing stuff, and their buddies say, you know, I don't know about this Trump guy anymore. I mean, we were doing real well when the government was spending money and running up debt, even though it was high inflation, we were good. No, you're not. You're not paying attention to what comes up the road. You got to be able to have a vision. The Bible says, if you don't have a vision, if God's people don't have a vision, you perish. Bill Edwards is the reason why, one of the big reasons Louisiana's so lost now. He had no vision. He had no vision for anything except federal government and taxes. He had no vision. That's why we got to start all over again. Folks, you got to have a vision. Who were we? We're the freest country in the world. We fed the world. We fought wars for people. We're free to come and go and move around and be the best you can be. This is not what this group wants. This is not what Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and this Waltz fellow want. They don't want you to have that freedom. When they tell you to wear a damn mask, wear the mask. When they tell you that the climate and the weather and all this stuff is changing the world, we're burning up, you believe it. That's a different world than the one we grew up in. And young people are growing up in that new world, and they think nothing wrong with it. And I'm not blaming young people. It's the older people for not teaching them what's right. Somebody can vote for Kamala Harris with a good conscience. God in mercy is all I can tell them. But Trump win or lose, I'm just telling you what's coming from the organizers and the community organizers. I hope to God I'm so wrong. Not to mention a financial disaster. We'll be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install our residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed Early Bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two cars, two winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. PICU, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you could win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation, two cars, two winners giveaway. Dream big.
Taxes. E. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. Man, I hope I'm so wrong. God, let me be wrong. I want to be wrong. I want to be so wrong. I want to be celebrated and excited. I do. I do. Somebody writes, this is the problem with most Republican politicians, some think you don't need to fight for the right thing. They want to reach and cross the aisle. Democrats will fight you, and they only want it their way. You know? I'm just telling you, it's true. That just there's always going to be Republicans that, you know, that want to give up and cross the aisle. Democrats don't do that. Barack Obama, look. I think he's an evil person. I know he is, and I don't think I know he is. He told John McCain, y'all lost, we won. You know, y'all lost, we won. Get over it. That ain't what we do. Yeah, we saw it in Baton Rouge before. Remember, Bella was came in a second term, and both times he ran, he backed in twice because Republicans couldn't get enough toughness to go say, you know what, the heck with this, let's change the state. And Bella was one. And we had Republicans, the fraud squad was invented in the House. And they just walked over to Bell and said, Bell, we working with you, baby. We're going to go with the Democrats to elect the House Speaker. And they did. I've already forgot what they did. Then Blank Page Cortez and Shakespeare. Boy, what a dynamic duo that punch was, huh? Whatever Edwards wanted, they, he got. Because Republicans were working across the old aisle. We worked across the old aisle when Landry won. We got Cleo Fields in a district so he can do his redistricting. We got, we just put Democrats all over the place running committees. You know? I'm just telling you, they got to get, well, anyway, they got to grow something. You can't run on something and then don't do it. And that's what happens with a lot of them. That's why I think Trump walked through the primaries. I do. These other people were talking like Republicans. DOT officials testified our interstate road roughness index are in top 10 worst bad roads. In a hearing right now, DOT officials testified our interstate road roughness index in the top 10. Let me tell you what they're going to do, too. They're going to do this with roads. They've got this, I don't know if Jeff and them did it, but they put together a team. Yeah, they want to come back, I want to say in November, December, about roads. And my frustration with the roads are that we won't talk about
what we did with all this money for the last 30 years. If we just, listen, I know they need more revenue. Okay, I know that. But you just don't hand people money if they didn't handle the money good the first time. That makes no sense to me. Well, you screwed it up so much for 30 years. Here's a buttload of money. Here's $1 billion more worth of money for you to spend on roads. Even though we don't know what you did with the road money for the 30 years. We're going to just hand them money. And that's why I'm just hoping when this so-called committee or whatever, this investigation or whatever they're going through, once they go through it, they can't come back and say, well, we need some more money. If that's it, then why have the committee just come back and say, I want some more money? But if you're not going to take what you've done with the money for the last 30 years, think about this. You've been doing something for 30 years. I'm just telling you, for 30 years of doing the wrong thing with the money, don't you think we ought to know what happened to the money? I'm sorry. I just don't think you hand a check to somebody who has a 30-year track record or 50 or whatever the number of years is. You don't hand them a check. I said, it's not been good for 30, 40 years fixing roads. This is how we always do it. That's what I hear in Louisiana a lot of times. Okay? Give them some more money. So what's going to change? Nothing. Keep doing what we've been doing. Okay. Boy, that'll fix the roads, won't it, folks? That's what we're going to hear, though. Watch. Money only. Nothing about where the money went. We'll be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Did you know
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Well, it's an honor to have from the Heritage Foundation, single legal fellow and former senior counsel of the U.S. Department of Education, Sarah Perry, joins us. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Moon. Good to be back with you.
No, it is awesome to have you back. It's always an honor and a pleasure, and I appreciate you folks. So let's talk about what Biden and him are doing with Title IX. Now, you know, I try to watch the Olympics, but ever since the boxing of the men getting in the finals of the boxing match in a women's sport, it's been kind of hard. But this is basically when – and the reason I'm bringing that up like that, Sarah, is because everybody's heard about that. People have gone crazy. But this basically is going to be the norm if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get their way. Tell me I'm not wrong on that.
No, you're 100% right. We are going to see men and women's sports. We're going to see them in everything from K through 12 schools to higher education. And they're not only going to be in sports. They're going to be in women's bathrooms, locker rooms, women's housing accommodations, and they're going to take scholarship opportunities, scholarships specifically reserved for women to guarantee their equal access and education. And they're going to expand them to anyone who feels like a female based on whatever they wake up and feel on any given day. This is the most radical expansion we've seen of any policy under the Biden administration in any federal agency. In fact, it's actually also going to promote and institutionalize illegal and unconstitutional pronoun speech codes into every publicly funded education program. And that's because Catherine Lehman, the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, has actually said, if you fail to use an individual's preferred pronouns or misgender that student, you could be slapped with a Title IX sex harassment claim. So wow. This is truly one of the most egregious representations of underlying federal civil rights law we've seen. The law is now in effect as of August 1st of this year.
No, this is pretty sick, and this is what I've been telling people in a bigger picture. You elect the wrong people for president, this is what they do. And then number two, if you really think about it, they force you to do this. Now, this is not America. This is not freedom. This is not being the best you can be and growing the country and making it great. What this is forcing you. And this is one of a lot of things they're trying to force people to believe. And if you don't believe it, like you said, you can be fined, go to jail, get harassed or whatever else may come.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, this is truly, and it's not just here in education. I mean, this definition of sex to include gender identity or gender expression doesn't just touch education. It's actually incorporated now in healthcare. And that's because the Department of Health and Human Services has just released their own rule on Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act, or what's colloquially known as Obamacare. Mm-hmm. That means that any hospital that receives federal funding, and of course, most of them do. Medicaid, Medicare, that's exactly it. Medicaid or Medicare or the Affordable Care Act coverage have now got to not discriminate, and I'm using air quotes, based on gender identity or gender expression. We're going straight to the issue on gender-affirming care, and that's puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, gender, quote, affirming surgery, even for individuals who might have a religious objection or hospitals that are run by religious institutions. That's why they take the definition of sex discrimination directly from Title IX, which now includes gender identity or expression, and this is going to upend both education, both health care, and it really is going to take the next administration, if there is one, the sort of yeoman's effort of work and investment to rescind both of these rules and remake new ones.
You know, it's a shame, Ms. Perry, that we're going through some of this, and everything is mandated. Everything through the government. This is what foreign countries do. This is what countries that run their countries do. This is what they do to their people, not for the people. And I've been trying to explain it about everything. The federal government, Ms. Perry, is all about controlling every part of your life. And this is what our new government looks like. Now, people, this would be a different country, totally different country in a really short time because I'm watching it happen in front of me. And Title IX has a big part to do with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's the only federal anti-discrimination law that is only relegated to sex. Most of them contain other categories. For example, Title VI, race, ethnicity, national origin. Title VII, race, religion, sex, non-discrimination provisions, and any employment opportunity. But here, it is just for women. And I say that because when it was enacted in 1972, it was at the height of the women's liberation movement. And remember that women were not able to go to graduate schools. They were disenfranchised from a lot of scholastic opportunities, including scholarships and athletics. And we know that it is based on a sex paradigm of male and female. That entire notion has been turned on its head, and the Biden administration is asking us to not believe our eyes. Well, us at the Heritage Foundation, we have decided we are not going to say the emperor has beautiful clothes, but we're going to stand up and continue to say the emperor has no clothes.
No, I know the Heritage Foundation, we appreciate y'all. Sarah Perry, my special guest, former senior counsel of the U.S. Department of Education with the Heritage Foundation. Here's my question, Sarah, since y'all take polls and y'all in schools and y'all are looking at this, what's the response from the people themselves? What is the response from people on this subject, and especially moms and daughters? And I you know, we got a great basketball coach at LSU, and yet nobody stands up against this. I know there's people standing up against Raleigh Gaines. Y'all are. A lot of people are. But are they making a difference? Because I don't see parents fighting back as much as they should.
Well, you do have a basketball coach that is really great, and that's because my son is going back as a sophomore at LSU, so I am real fond of the Tigers.
Sure, sure.
One more thing we have in common, but I got to tell you, 72% of Americans, 72% do not want men in women's sports. That is regardless of political affiliation. 65% of people want to be involved if their child expresses a divergent gender identity at school, and they think parents should have a say. We're not getting the benefit of that right now, and the administration is literally running rogue because there is a particularly hard left, politicized and sexualized agenda that the Biden-Harris administration is trying to cement before November 5th. These two rules, especially Title IX and its application to American education, is, as far as they're concerned, going to be their brass ring.
Yeah, our Attorney General, I know, has got suits and fighting against this as well. Liz Murrow, you know, one of the numbers you threw at me, I would like to fell off my chair. 72% is a big number, but 28%
yeah,
of the
sure
people
is.
Believe this ought to, they ought to do this. That number's big to me, too. 28. I don't know of 2 out of 1,000 that believes in it. If you just talk to the average, I'm just an average guy. I'm just as average as anybody you ever met. And I got friends in high places and low places. But I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
You bring this subject up.
Yep.
Before I bring it up, they bring it up. They're shaking their head. Nobody believes this. Where's the, I guess I live in Louisiana is the difference. But I'm trying to figure out, where's the 28% come from? All the universities?
Well, that's a great point. I tell you what, it's coming from cultural elites on the East and West Coast, and it's coming from individuals in higher education and academia in a lot of those New England schools, a lot of those schools where we find only 6% of professors are willing to admit that they have a conservative leaning, because academia has been ceded to the cultural left for a very long time. And I think what we're seeing is people in Washington, people in Hollywood, and people in New York essentially dictate national policy for the rest of us in what we were once called flyover country by, remember, Hillary Clinton, yep. She was a candidate for president. We are not flyover country. We are moms and dads, and we are grandparents and aunts and uncles who have daughters who are going to be directly affected. And I think it's incumbent upon us to really exhibit courage in what is going to be a difficult age of name calling. But I think it's important also for your listeners to know that the wind is at our backs. In fact, there are already 26 states that have been given a reprieve from the application of this new rule, including in Louisiana.
I knew Liz Murrow was on it. Liz Murrow was on it, our attorney general. We appreciate her on that.
He is wonderful on the issue. Absolutely great, great litigation and a great court ruling coming out of the Fifth Circuit in which Louisiana resides. I have to tell you, this is destined for the Supreme Court. Yep. We got 24 states who are enforcing the rule and 26 states who aren't. That's an untenable situation. It cannot continue, and the Supreme Court's ultimately going to have to weigh in.
Well, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. I got some more questions for you. Can you hold a few more minutes?
Sure can.
Okay, Sarah Perry with the Heritage Foundation. Title IX. I want to come back and Q&A on Title IX a little bit more. But take a break. Be right back.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can build your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
Everywhere you turn.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, last segment of this hour. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com. It's an honor to have Ms. Sarah Perry back with us, Heritage Foundation Senior Legal Fellow and former Senior Counsel at the U.S. Department of Education. I'm reading some of the stuff that y'all sent out, and I've been watching it, and it's so frustrating. Anybody with any sense, any heart, any vision, spiritually claims they believe in God could go along with this. But it said in over half the nation, girls and women will no longer have any sex-separated bathrooms, locker rooms, housing accommodation, other educational programs. Women's sports are likely on the chopping block, too. It's amazing. That's why I brought up the Olympics to you. The two men that was in the boxing match made the finals, and they beat the heck out of women. Everybody around the world should have looked at that and you said, see? This is such a difference between a man and a woman that everybody in the United States of America ought to be outraged at anybody pushing this. Yet you told me 24 states are going to accept this, and I got to believe that's mostly the blue states.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, these are states like California and Washington and Oregon. We have not seen any injunctions in those states yet. Now, it might be different if, for example, there are some of those schools that have been individually enjoined. And part of the reason is because some of these lawsuits have included, as plaintiffs, these individual membership organizations like Speech First, Moms for Liberty, or Parents Defending Education. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Because those judges have determined that where those members have children, where those members and the organizations have children at various schools across the country, mm-hmm. the rule is enjoined in those particular schools. Now, that means about 700 colleges and about 3,000 institutions of higher education. That's good news as well, but it makes it very hard to enforce. You see how, Moon, this is an entire patchwork application of this rule that is national in scope. Title IX is applied all across the country, and every institution that receives so much as $1 of federal funding. Listen, that includes preschool, K through 12, vocational school, charter school, higher education, graduate school, and yes, private wow. schools, wow. unless those private schools are run by a religious institution. And even then, they've got to prove to the Biden administration that they are, quote, religious enough. It is going to apply to almost every institution in the country. So this is the vast majority of schools. Now, again, with 700 colleges and universities and 3,000 K through 12 schools in addition to 26 states, this is not a situation that can continue. It's an untenable situation to be in. The Supreme Court's going to have to give us clarity. And we've seen superintendents and governors basically say, litigation or not, we're not going to comply with this rule. We don't care if our tax benefits, if our federal funding is questioned, if it is put at risk. It is more important that our young girls and our women get safety, protection, privacy, and equality that they've been guaranteed now in education for 52 years.
Yeah, this is just the sickness of it all to take science when we were shoved down our face during COVID, to take science, biological science, God's aim for man and women, that's what he created, and the science behind it, to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
They just flip it, well, and people buy into it. That's the frustrating part for me. If you say, I believe in God, how can you even support something like this? I mean, this is absolutely. Yep. If somebody wants to have a sex change operation after 18, that's their business. Go enjoy yourself. But that ain't what you're 100%. Talking about here. We're talking about something totally different here.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And listen, the Supreme Court has for years, when we're dealing with anti-discrimination law, for years, the Supreme Court has said, here's how we determine whether or not an individual has been discriminated against or whether or not they receive special protection. In the aim to protect arbitrary characteristics and classifications, the Supreme Court has relied on characteristics that are what they call immutable. I'll give you an example. Race, national origin, ethnicity, or sex are things with which you are born one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you that in this concept, we have seen that notion of immutability fall right by the wayside. Now, the Biden administration is trying to argue it's just based on how mm-hmm. you might identify at any given point in time. Well, once we start doing that and we eliminate immutability, we upend, we throw out the window a good 60 years of Supreme Court jurisprudence on these issues, and we open everybody up to however they want to identify on a given day, which means sets one person against another, one class of individuals against another. We've seen it right now with the transgender debate against biological women. When men identify as women and they butt up against protections for actual biological women, there is automatically going to be incompatibility there. And this is what we've seen so far. These transgender individuals will not accept a gender-neutral bathroom. They will not accept a transgender sports league. They will not accept anyone's, quote, misgendering them or failing to use their preferred pronouns. Because they have made it so difficult, either their way or the highway, in layman's terms, the Supreme Court is going to have to issue some clarification. And they have not ever said that self-identification is one of those classifications that is subject to heightened judicial scrutiny or to heightened protection, whether under the Constitution, under the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, or whether under civil rights law. But that is something for which they are ultimately going to have to clarify.
Ms. Perry, let me give you one which may not be Title IX, but it really figures into it. Massachusetts passes a bill erasing mothers and fathers from birth certificates, legalizing baby selling. It said among the troubling aspects of the bill seeks to replace the terms mother or father on birth certificate with terms like persons and person who gave birth. So think about that. One, another deal, once again, another state with nutted up nuts. And this is what we're going through. I mean, where in the hell, and that's where they get it from, I should say, where in the hell do they get this from? Or they get it from hell. This is Massachusetts now. And by the way, these states are trying to get, I mean, when they say they wanted to, Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, he's talking about the Antichrist movement in my book. It starts there. But boy, it goes into everything 100%. Else that we always believed.
Yep, it starts there. When you destroy the very nature of the human person, designed immutably by God perfectly to be male and female, you turn every other aspect of humanity on its head. But listen, this is Marxism. We're seeing Marxism play out in real time. They won't say it's Marxism, but it is definitely Marxism. And one of the things that we're seeing manifest right now is sort of this takeover of institutions, right? So universities and colleges and graduate schools have become woke. Then they came for the K-12 schools with critical gender theory, critical race theory, illustrated porn in school libraries. Now they're attacking the institution of the family and the human person. Listen, the family was the first unit of creation. They were told to be fruitful and multiply, and no one has ever been born in the wrong body. Now, you may have a mental illness that gives you the sensation of being born in the wrong body, but God doesn't make mistakes, Moon. You know that, and I know that. That's exactly what we're dealing with right now, is the fungible nature of biological reality.
Yeah, as I tell people, I think we were post-Christian culture for a while. The anti-Christian culture is not going to be pretty. It's just not. I'm just getting people to know. Anyway, we got to go. Sarah Perry, thank you, ma'am. We'll do it again soon. God bless, and thank you so much.
God bless. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, got to take a break. More to come another hour. You folks leave us. God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.